Hey, what's up, guys? Sean here with the Insurance Hustle with my partner Doug, and this is the second part of the four-part series going over the recent Facebook consumer ad report. Lots of good information. Today, we're going to be covering the four stages of the customer journey. But before that, just want to let Doug kind of recap. We were talking earlier about the initial call that we had and how profound some of these statistics are. So we've actually got them pulled up here on the screen, but I'll let Doug kind of talk with you about that because Doug runs so many ads. He's probably managing right now over 150 insurance ad campaigns, primarily P&C and life driven. So there's nobody I believe that knows this firsthand better than Doug. So Doug, if you want to recap there.
Yeah, I mean, basically in the last video, you know, we dove into kind of the percentage of people that are hitting buying triggers and at what point in the stage they're buying and how quick that window goes away. And just kind of recap, you know, it's insane how the percentages are playing out here that, you know, 30% of people who respond to an ad on Facebook or start that buying journey are choosing a provider within one day. 30%, 60% are choosing a provider within 1 week and 84% within 14 days. So on this part two video, which is actually part one in the handout, but we wanted to get into the statistics on the first video. So I switched those around so you had a better understanding. But in part two, we're gonna dive into the fact that 84% of your leads that are coming in are going to buy insurance or choose to stay where they're at within the first 14 days. So how do we understand that cycle and how do we keep that cycle within 14 days and control that buying cycle and that sales cycle with them?
Yeah, so the just to start off with the first stages, as you guys see, there's the reactive observance is stage one. This is where the customer starts to learn about insurance offerings. They see different ads. They can be influenced by brands that they'll consider. They'll move into stage two. We're going to break these down a little bit more in depth right after we go through this initial part, though. Stage two is a need or a trigger moment. So, you know, life happens, there's key events. And one of the things that we teach in our program is as we create our perfect buyer, as we create our perfect customer, which we've got an entire week of content on how to create the perfect customer and how to utilize the tools that are inside of the Facebook Ads Manager and the Audience Insights. But, you know, key events that will move people closer, and there's different things that will happen in their life that would make them need or want to talk to an insurance agent. There's the proactive shopping, which shifts into fifth gear. Consumers are actively evaluating their options with increased intention to purchase in the foreseeable future. Ads at this stage can move brands up or down the buyer's preference list. And then they get into the fourth stage, which is the purchase. So before we get into that, let's kind of break down each of the stages and what this might look like. A lot of you guys have probably heard the word funnels or ads or landing pages, and that may or may not make any sense to you. But there are some distinct, if you slowed this process down, if you slowed even the ad process down to like 1,000 frames per second, you can see very distinct parts of the funnel that people are moving through from the time they see the ad to the time they click, engage, go to the landing page, fill out the form, hit a thank you page, and get a call from you. So the reactive observance is really the beauty of the Facebook platform. And we talked about in our last video how we are looking for people who are not shopping. They're just casually going about their day, right? We're not out here looking for people to go to Facebook and say, Cheap Auto Insurance, Dallas, Texas. That's not how this platform works. It's far more comprehensive than that, which, you know, part of our strategy and what Doug does when he sets up his ad campaigns is he's setting the agents up for a good conversation. I'll let him talk to you a little bit more about his strategy and sort of the ideology working behind the scenes of creating an effective ad. But these are folks who I always tell our customers, you know, these guys didn't wake up and decide, I'm going to go shopping for insurance today. That's not how it works. What we have unique opportunity to do is really laser target in on those demographic and geographic characteristics that we know make up a good customer for us, that we know our underwriters are wanting us to have. And you can really fine tune those processes. So Doug, if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, your strategy when it comes to, you know, generating the lead, I think a lot of people get confused about, you know, what the cost per lead is, and I can get a live transfer for $40 here. I can get a shared lead for $10 here. I get exclusive leads from this guy. This one's exclusive, whether it's a callback or a automated booked appointment. But I think in all of those options, people really lose sight of what's actually happening here as we create an effective ad campaign on Facebook. So tell us a little bit about your strategy and why it's different than the other companies out there.
Yeah, so I think the biggest difference in the strategy that we implement with kind of generating leads is that, first off, I don't like the term leads. We don't generate leads for the agents that we work with. We start conversations. Now, where it goes from there is up to the agent and their process and, you know, their conversation and with the client, and where, you know, it may or may not kind of snowball from there with them. But we start conversations. And so the way we approach it is we want to look at who is the target demographic that we're trying to talk to, first off, and how do we get in front of them? Second, how do we implement a strategy through imagery, through ad copy, through placement, and all of those things? How do we implement a strategy that is going to engage them to basically fill out a lead form? And when they fill out a lead form, I look at that as they're waving and saying, hello, I want to talk to you. Can we converse about my auto insurance needs? I think that you can help me out. And so that's really, I think, the biggest difference between us versus some other lead providers is that we're not looking at, you know, hey, I can get you, you know, 100 leads, because the reality is I see the ads on Facebook the same as all you guys do of, you know, find out how our agents are getting $2 leads or how they got, you know, 100 leads for $5 a piece on Facebook and all these. And the reality is we can do that too. I could do the volume game for you. I can get you 100 leads at $3 a pop, no problem. But is that going to start the conversation for you with the right person who you can then take through the four stages of the shopping journey in a 14-day period to close 84% of them in your company and not have them bounce somewhere else? And so that's really, I think, the biggest piece of how our strategy is different is that I don't really want to see the lead volume. I want to see the conversation volume. I'm more concerned with what's the contact rate and are they good conversations or not.
Yeah, and I think it makes a good point there. You know, as we go through the process with our clients, whether they're in the coaching program or we're managing the ads for them, you know, we really keep focused on what actually matters, which is the return on investment. Unfortunately, so many people have been conditioned in the insurance business to think that it's whoever has the lowest cost per lead is the best option for you to go to. But that's the same as your customer saying whoever has the cheapest insurance policy is the best insurance company, right? Like, you don't like to be shopped that way, but naturally that's just how you're conditioned to shop as a, you know, looking for a lead provider, is because that's all that's been beaten on you, is looking for the lowest cost per lead. Oh, $2 per lead, $5 per lead. But what really matters is, are you walking away with a return on investment or are you not? And in that barrage of ad campaigns that you're seeing, and you just continue to think, oh, the lowest cost per lead must be the best deal for me because that'll give me more opportunities, but they may or may not be valid opportunities. And the great thing about Facebook and being able to work with a company that understands these metrics and understands the consumer arguably better than anybody else in the industry, we're able to provide, like Doug said, conversation starters that if you will follow a proven process, if you'll follow, you know, the methods that we're teaching you, the scripts that we provide you, you will be successful because we understand the time frame in which they buy. Everything is set up with all of this information in mind, our ad campaigns, our follow-up campaigns, the fact that we're using incognitos and retargeting strategies, when to use video, when to use instant experience, click the website, automated booked appointments. It all comes in, it's interwoven into an overall digital strategy that what we want to find out is how much money did you put in the bank at the end of the day? So as they go from stage one, they're reactive observant. They're not actively shopping, but then you need a trigger moment. So when we teach folks about the perfect customer, there's two different distinct triggers that we talk about in our programs with our perfect customer model. Is A, you've got the life events, you've got the natural triggers, and then you've got the created triggers, right? So naturally in life, things that can happen are, you know, it shows getting engaged, getting a new job. We've read several reports that, you know, have shopping for a car, buying a home, all of these things, you know, graduating college, these are all shopping events. These are natural triggers that happen in their life. But then you've got creative triggers. So this is the powerful one, is the creative triggers. When you understand how to use Facebook in the targeting and know how to write effective ad copy, you can trigger a new shopping event. Because what if somebody's not going through a life event? Well, you don't want to just run ads hoping that it's there when they hit a life event. The great thing about Facebook is you can actually target in on life events, number one, that are naturally happening. But there's also consumers who they're just kind of in a phase of life where they're not actively doing or making some big change. And those are often really good providers because they've been with a really good opportunities because they've been with the provider for many years and been through many years of increases. And that's where we see some of our clients writing $10,000, $15,000, and $20,000 a year annual premium on a PNC household because they've just been kind of content for the last 4 or 5 years and they've ridden a series of waves. And now, boom, we hit them with an ad copy that says, hey, look, we've got something over here. And we know that now they're saying, okay, well, I wasn't necessarily interested, but now I am. And we create that shopping event and then everything else follows behind that. So, you know, that's really the stage two. But Doug, if you want to elaborate, you know, more specifically on some of the examples of how you've done this and how you guys use this in your agency.
Yeah, so I would say one of the biggest ways that you can use this is, like Sean said, creating the trigger moment. So recognizing that, you know, your quote unquote perfect customer who you want to have, and let's be honest, if we're talking insurance agents, we all got into this for the reoccurring income. We got into this to have the customer that renews for 4, 5, 10, 15 years with us, and we don't ever have to resell them again. So if to find that customer, you're going up against people who already have their insurance agent that they don't plan on leaving for the next 20 years, unless something happens, unless something's pointed out. So a couple ways we do that is by playing off the fact that we know that people want to buy from experts. People want to know that somebody values their business. We also know that a lot of agents aren't doing reviews, aren't doing audits, aren't doing those kind of things with their current client base. And so we can hit them at their renewal points or different life events that are happening and encourage them to, hey, get an insurance review. You haven't checked, when was the last time you take a look at your policies? One. Two, we can take a look at, have your rates gone up in the last 24 months? And have you gotten a second opinion? And we can target in on those because we can go on the insurance commission's website and see what rate increases have happened in the last 2 years. We know what companies have raised rates consistently every 6 months for the last 2 years, and we can target those consumers. So we know that the ads getting put in front of them, they have the rate increase, or we know the rate increase is coming. And we know that they're about to get the renewal notice with another rate increase, and they've gotten three of them in a row. And we can get in front of them and trigger that moment, trigger that life event of, oh man, my rate is about to increase again, and I haven't had my policies reviewed in 2, 3, 4 years. That's something I need to happen. And so now we've triggered that event where they weren't reactively observing insurance. Now we've triggered an event where they are reactively observing insurance. And like we talked about in the first video, now it's up to us as the agents and as the people running your campaigns to make sure that we have an entire life cycle of that shopping experience that keeps them within your funnel to review that and to experience that.
Yeah, and from there, once we've created that event or we've honed in on a life event that's happening and we've gotten them to say, okay, yes, I want to talk to you about this, or what is the solution? Now, there's several different ad copies and different strategies that we use depending on the type of campaign, but there's a perfect customer for every type of ad campaign that we create. We've got over 100 different ad campaigns that we've run across every line of insurance, and each one of them have an ideal customer. And so we teach you how to put this all together and ultimately create an ad that will bring somebody into a proactive shopper rather than in the reactive observance phase. So we can pull them all the way through to stage four to the point that they're actually considering purchasing in the very near future. And as the research shows, and we talked about earlier, that's going to happen in the next 14 days for 86% of people that fill out the form, that call your office, that go to your landing page, that start that shopping event. And so we're able to pull them in. And the stage four here talks about price. And this is probably one of the biggest things that we hear agents complaining about is, I'm not competitive enough. I'm not the lowest rate in town. I couldn't save them money. And we could go on and on with the list of excuses as why agents can't seem to get over that sales process or can't get over that price objection. And it does say here that 66% of people know that price is a priority, and that's not news to you. I would say that you would probably say 8 or 90%, 8 or 9 out of 10 people would say that price is most important to them. And because when they come to the funnel the first time, initially, that's what is important to them because they don't know anything different. And so what we work with our agents and what our process does is help to give a different experience to start refocusing the customer's energy on something outside of the price game. Just the same way that you go to lead providers looking for the lowest price, because that's all you know to ask. You don't know to ask about how they're generating the leads, what type of targeting metrics they're using, what platforms they're running their ad campaigns on, whether they're running retargeting campaigns or not, if they're installing pixels or cookies. Like, these things you don't know to ask because you just don't know what you don't know. So the only thing you know to do is ask for the cheapest cost per lead. That's the same thing that's happening with insurance consumers. In just the same way that I talk to agents every single day who tell me, when I ask them what's most important, and they tell me getting the lowest cost per lead, after a good conversation, I can refocus them on what is actually most important. And when you dig deep enough, none of you really care about the cost per lead. You really care, am I making more money than I'm giving you? If I'm doing that, then I would like to continue to move forward. Ultimately, that boils down to value. And that's what the customers are looking for from you. But you have to have that opportunity to bring them in and to have that conversation with them through that 14-day sales cycle that we're giving you, through the email drips and through everything else that we're putting together in these ad campaigns. Doug, anything on that?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to point out too that, yes, it says price is a priority, but I think it's very, very, very important to not gloss over the fact that it also is worded that price is the top of consideration. It doesn't say that price is the top of buying decision. It doesn't say that price is the determining factor. It says that it's the top of the consideration, which is huge. Because I think as agents, a lot of times we get into this pricing conversation, like Sean was talking about, when what you've got to understand is it's the top of the consideration, which means that two things. One, it means that you can flip that and give them something else to consider that they don't know should be more important. Or two, it's nothing more than a consideration, which means that what you also have to understand is the objection is never price. The objection is what they're paying for the value they're receiving. So the consideration is, what am I getting value-wise to what I'm paying? And so if they're paying currently $100 a month for their auto insurance and you're $150, one of the biggest things you can do is approach the conversation with the fact that when they consider the price, they need to consider that having you as an agent is worth $50 a month. They need to consider that having your company and what you're going to do for them with, you know, yearly reviews or 6-month reviews, or, you know, access to you availability wise to talk to you, or customer service, or whatever your value is of why you hope your customers stay with you forever. That's the value that you need to communicate, so that when they consider that they're paying $50, $60, $100 more a month with you, and they consider that, they're also considering the value that they're getting for that. And so it does, I just think that's a really, really important key word there. It's not the decision factor, it's the consideration factor.
In fact, and we're going to get into in one of the series here, we're going to get into the actual buying decisions and what they ultimately decide on and how they make that decision. And it is not price. And I do like that you point out that it's a consideration point. You can't ignore that it is top of the list when initially shopping. You have to be mindful of it. And that just goes to show that you've got to have a well-defined sales conversation and a process by which to introduce these new things to consider for each of the people that come through to your funnel. And you've got a really unique opportunity here to make your marketing dollars go further, to have that laser targeting, to get the best possible opportunity, because any other platform that you advertise on, whether you do it or you hire an agency to do it for you, or you purchase leads from, they're all using other platforms to get their traffic. They're getting people who are searching for cheap insurance, and there's no demographic or geographic targeting. There's no real user data outside of browser information when they're online going through Google or Yahoo or MSN or wherever it is that they're going. they don't have as much consumer insight as Facebook does about their users. So you're able to take this well-defined user, and when you go through the process of creating that perfect customer, you've got all of these different filters and all these different demographic points, from education to homeownership to marital status to incomes to job titles to, you know, industries that they work in, schools they went to, alumni associations, places in which they donate, their online shopping activity. I mean, there's thousands of different ways in which to target people and to build these perfect customer profiles on. And Facebook gives you all of the insight to tell you exactly how many people fit that profile in your area. And then when you couple all of that information with a good ad, you meet them at the right place at the right time with the right offer, boom, the right things happen. You're able to have the right conversations and close the business. So that's we're going to talk in the next series about the four buyer profiles. And then we're going to get into what you have to do with all of this information, how to put this into work. If you, again, have had you've had Facebook blunders, for lack of a better term, where you've boosted posts, you've tried to run ads, or you don't know how to run ads, or you don't think social media works, click on the link below. Let's have a conversation. We can look at the ads that you've run. We can do a free marketing review for you. We can tell you where you've made some errors and how you can actually make these things work in your favor. We can look at the posts that you've put out. We can help you critique those, whether you posted them at the right time, how many people saw them, why nobody engaged. We can look at all of these things and help make sense of it all for you. That's what we're here for. We've got tons and tons of resources for you. Click the link below here of this video and schedule a time to have a review with us. And let's just talk through it. Let's figure out what you're doing. It's not too late to get in the game this year. We can still make up a lot of good time. So click the link. Let's have a conversation, and we'll see you on the next video.